Okay, today's shiur is Bechoros Dav Chavav. Today's shiur is sponsored L'zecha Nishva Sima Rachel Bas HaRav Tzvi Aryeh Friedman. She devoted her life to Torah, and her house was a Beis Vad L'Rabbana, dedicated by her sons, Jack and Aaron Friedman. We thank the Friedmans for their sponsorship. Okay, we are on Chav Hei Amid Beis. Second to last line, as we continue here in the third parak of Meseches Bechoros. We are talking about issues of mum being found in a Bechor. As we mentioned yesterday, we had a Machlokas Tanoim and different versions of the Machlokas Tanoim. If hair falls out, if hair sheds or gets detached from the animal before the animal dies or is shechted, what's the halacha with that hair? So we know if an animal is shechted, a Bechor is shechted, then the Bechor comes mutter. Before the Bechor is shechted and dies, then there's an Isser Giza. Rather, even if it has a bum, if it is a, has a mum, rather, it's an iser of giza, the chalav, as we have mentioned, then we have seen. Suliyah Mukdashim still has an iser of giza vavoda. Good. Well, chalav is one that's separate. Giza vavoda. We had a discussion in the Mishnah between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. What exactly was the machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Rabbanan? What was the machlokas about? Was it by mace? Was it by shechita? We'll see more of those shitas today. But we also had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Gemara is about to pick up on. Reish Lakish said the whole issue, the whole machlokas about hair coming out, the possibility of its being mutter is only if it fell out, it came off and was detached after the Chacham already said and declared this a Baal Mum, this animal. But if the Chacham had not declared it a Baal Mum yet, he Tiru Mumche, so then of course it's going to be Yasser. That's what Reish Lakish said. And Rabbi Yochanan argued, Rabbi Yochanan, rather later on, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, gave different chilukim relating to the machlokas that was brought in the Braisa about which... The issue about the machskana was gizas b'chor balmum, right? Even though we said maybe it was a live animal, and that's what we said, maybe it's related to finding tumah and not finding tumah, but batak v'lamatza, batak umatza. Those were the possibilities that were said at the end of the shir. So now the Gemara is going back, though, on Reish Lakish. Meisvei is going back on Reish Lakish, who said that the whole discussion, the whole machlokas tanoim, is only if the chacham had already matired. Remember, the chacham matiring gives it a special status. There's already a chalos heter of the hora'ah. Some psakim are just to reveal what the halacha is, but some psakim in certain areas of halacha create a certain status, create a certain chalos. Right, if I don't know, I did something to my fork, I put a milk fork into a hot hamburger, I found this in the dishwasher. All those, generally, is that a chalos heter, or that's just the rav being megala what the halacha is? So often it could be the latter. But some areas of halacha, it's not only revealing the reality, but it's creating a status. When a kohen declares somebody a mitzora, that's just revealing that he is a mitzora. That's giving a status that now he is a mitzora or a mitzoraas, and these halachas kick in. So here, by heter bechoros, also, remember the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that, you know, there's a special smicha given for heter bechoros. There's yadin, and isra v'heter, and dini mamanis, and yater bechoros. And we're a rabbanim that went special for months to a farm to be able to learn heter bechoros. So it's a special heter. So that's what Rabbi Reish Lakish says. Only once this heter has been given, is there a discussion about what's the halacha with the detached hair. Fine. That's what Reish Lakish said. And that's what we're getting into now. Second to last line, meisvei, as we continue relating to that. To that shita. So says the Braisa, Hatole Semer mi Bechor Tam, if somebody detaches, Tole, somebody is detaches hair, wool from a Bechor Tam, Afa Bishanol Bo Mum, even though if afterwards it develops a mum v'shachton it shechted, and usually, we said, at least according to some Tanam of the Mishnah, after it was shechted, it said for sure, or maybe according to everybody, right, different day as that we had earlier. If it was shechted, then for sure what was detached before and his mutter. But here, since it was detached before the mum appeared, so that's why it is usser. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is bedayik, taima detam. The reason is because it was detached from a bechor tam. But habal mum shari, but if it was detached from a bal mum, so then once it was shechted shari, avo bishlo tiru mumche, even though the mumche didn't declare it as such yet. So isn't this akasha on Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, no, tana kol hecha delo hitiru mumche, tam karile. If, and this exactly goes according to our point, as we were just saying, if the Chacham hasn't declared a Bamum yet, it's a Tam. Halachically, it's a Tam. Even though it might have the physical blemish, but until the Chacham says it, the Braisa could call it a Tam. And when the Braisa says, Hatoli Sebe Bichar Tam, so that means it hasn't had the Heter yet. So really, the Braisa can fit in according to Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi. Maybe this issue of Reish Lakish is really a Machlokas Tanoi. Says the Braisa. Similar to what we were just talking about. But this Braisa relates to our Mishnah, but adds in a couple of other extra opinions that didn't appear in our Mishnah. Lema Ketanoi. Hatoli Semri Mi Bechor Tam Avishan Olad Bomum Mishchato Asur. That's exactly the same as what was just said in the Braisa. Somebody detaches and pulls out a tzemer from a bechor tam, even if there was a mum afterwards, and then it was shechted asur. What about a bechor balmum? Bechor balmum shetalash bimenu viachar kachmes. What happens if a bechor balmum, it was nitvash and then it died? Oh, so died isn't as defining and as mottering as we saw. So that's the machlokas. Akavi ben mahalalel matir, v'chachav mosrim. Akavi says mutter, and the chum say asr, even in a case where the animal dies. Where the animal dies, Akavi still says mutter. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo bozehitir Akavi ben mahalalel. Not true. Right, as we saw in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not the case that Akavi ben mahalalel matir. A little different lashon. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said this lashon. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the lashon. Akavi ben mahalalel didn't matir in a case of mace. Ela b'seir b'chor balmum shenashar v'nichu b'chalom v'chachar shchato. In a case where a hair shed, and it was nashar, it fell out, and then you put it away to see what was going to happen, and then you shechted the animal. Bazeh akavi ben malal lamata v'cham osrim. That's the case, right? So the first version is mace. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if in a case of shachat, nashar v'shachat, amr of Yosi, let's just do the whole brisa, and then we'll talk about it. Mo de abachalafta. My father, his name was Chalafta. So Rashi adds in the Girsa. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Moda Abba Sheshmo Chalafta. Rashi adds in that word. Not just Abba Chalafta, my father's name, who was Chalafta. Moda Abba, Rabbi Yossi says, my father agrees, Bazeh Shehu Mutter. In the case of Shachat, that it's Mutter. Meaning everybody agrees that's Mutter in the case of Shachat. That's not the Machlokas. Avo Beyichud Amru Chachamim, but Beyichud, really, Rashi says, Be'emes, right, the Chachamim hold, Yanichenu b'chalon, Shema yesh tikva. The Chachamim say put into a chalon, maybe there is hope for this hair. We'll have to see exactly what that lashon means. Shema yesh tikva. Right? You usually don't use that just by hair that got detached. Rashi. Shema yemutter lehanos. Umafarish ma tikva yesh, im shachtu dibriakol mutter, as we'll see. What's the tikva? As the Gebraisa continues. Shachtu dibriakol mutter. If the animal was shechted, for sure it's mutter, as the svar we said in the beginning of the Gemara yesterday. If it was shechted, so then whatever is on the animal is mutter, so whatever was attached is also mutter. Meis, akavim remalala matir, v'chachamim osrin. That's the machlokas about shachat. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi had a Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yossi the same thing? We have three opinions here. We have the Tanakama, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Isn't Rabbi Yossi the same thing as the Tanakama? The machlokas is by shachat, by mace, I'm sorry, by shachat, everybody agrees that it's mutter, and by mace, that's the machlokas. Isn't that the Tanakama said that mace is the machlokas? So el alav, what must be the difference between them? Hithiru mumche gimenayu. Maybe the machlokas is whether the mumche was matir it already. The Tanakama savar hitir mumcha in ilolo. The Tanakama says only if the chacham was ready matirim do we say that the hair that had fallen out is okay v'ilolo. But if the chacham didn't matir yet, so then it's all good. It still remains aser. V'yaser Rabbi Yosef lemeimer avgav delo hitir mumcha. And Rabbi Yosef says no. Just depends. If even it was put in the chalon and then it was mace, that would be good enough. Says in the Reish Lakish Shita the issue of Hitiru Mumche. That's the suggestion. The Gemara doesn't give a clear, the Braisa does not give a clear cut what the issue is, but this is the suggestion. Said Alma Rava. Rava says maybe not. Lo, Tekulei Alma, Hitiru Mumche, Ini Lo Hitiru Lo. Everybody can agree to Reish Lakish that only if the hair falls out after Hitiru Mumche would it be possible to be mutter. V'shalosh machlokas v'davar. And really, there are three shitas in the Braisa. The Tanakama savar pligi b'meisvo adin l'shachto. The Tanakama mentions that the machlokas between Akavia and the Rabbanan are is by mace. But it also applies by Shachar. He gives one example. He says mace, but it's even by Shachar. Machlokas is by both. Why does he mention the mace? Lo diacha kocha da kavya. Even in the mace case, Akavi says mutter. Meaning the hair that's attached is not mutter if the animal dies. But it's the hair that's detached is mutter. That's the chiddush of Akavia, and that's what the Braisa says. Even in this case, he matirs. Right? As we know from elsewhere, koach dehetera adif. The Gemara says at the beginning of Beitza. Right? If you have a chiddush to say, lakula lachumra, you say, lakula heter. We'll get back to that. Bez Hashem in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, the middle opinion, but meis tevi akol aser. No, Rabbi Yehuda says everybody agrees by meis that it's aser. Because after all, there was no act that matered it. Ki pligi b'shachto, the machlokas is by shachat. The asr Rabbi Yosi lemeimar b'shachto devri akol mutter. The machlokas is not by shachat. Everybody agrees mutter by shachat. Ki pligi b'meis. So that is the three shitas in the brisa about the machlokas. The Tanakhama says there's always a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only a machlokas by shachat. Rabbi Yosi says there's only a machlokas by meis. We have three different deos how to view the machlokas. There is an interesting question I saw some of the Achronim ask. The Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, right, really the machlokas is by both, but it says by meis because of koach dehetera adif. What's the svara for koach dehetera adif? So that's a machlokas Rashi and the Slach. Rashi, the beginning of Maseches Beitza, mentions koach dehetera adif because after all, anybody could be machmir. Right, you don't know, so just be machmir. It takes someone who really knows in order to be matir. Right, it takes someone with shoulders, somebody who really understands the halacha from within and is able to matir it. So that's koach dehetera adif. So that's Rashi. And therefore, according to Rashi, this Gemara is fine. Meaning it's always a chiddush to tell me, it's always chaviv to tell me koach dehetera adif. Because that really shows that this person has conviction about what the halacha is. But if you look in the Noda Bihuda, the Tzlach there in the beginning of Beitza, he has a svara, a different svara for koach dehetera adif. Not just anybody can be machmir, but the Tzlach says koach dehetera adif only applies in cases of isurei daraisa, because then koach dehetera adif is a chiddush. You would have said, I would have said savi daraisa lachumra, and that's what the Braisa is coming to teach me. The source is coming to teach me koach dehetera adif, even though it's a daraisa, still koach dehetera adif. But if you're talking about a derabanan context, then koach dehetera adif, because if you don't know, you would have been makel anyway, derabanan. So therefore, you would say koach d'isura. That's the tzlach here in Beitza on that base. Koach that hine ani ragil ufaresh. Koach that teira adif mishum dezen nachutz lahashmienu. Shim lo neida haheter bebirur tzrichan anu lahachmer. Misafek desafek isur lachumra. Aval haoser lo asalanu to'elas bidvarav. To sell me an isur by a d'araisa, he's not telling me anything. Sha'av im hayinu mesupakim. Gamkin hayinu machmirin machbaz asafek. We would have been machmir anyway. When we talk kachan, he rogel omar, taught the koch, there are adif, hainu ima plukta, hibishal Torah. Aval ma plukta, hibishal sofrim, na fochu. The savig drabana nu lakula, vim king koch, the isura adif, shemloho dienu shuasser, hainu mikalim bisafik. Ulafize, and that's what the Tzlach says, that's the problem there in Beitza, because what's the beginning of Beitza bad? It's that muksa. That other isura drabanan. So he says, what am I going to say? I'm coming up with this big chiddush, but in context, I have a big problem. Lefizeh b'shmeitzin, shu'u b'isr d'rabbanan, v'yafal pikin amru koch dehetera adif, pirish Rashi, shakol yuchon lasar filu b'davar mutter. He notes that referring to Rashi is not a problem. Amna mafal pikin yachlan ilis kayim, b'mashani ragal farish. I could still defend what I always say. Umuksa shiny, shesveko lechomer, shuchomer ke'en daraisa. He quotes the Tosas Yishanam on Dav Gimel there, that muksa is ke'en daraisa. It's, even though, ironically, it's not ikaro mi daraisa. Usually, often a darabanan is an expansion of a daraisa construct. Here, muksa is totally new. There's no parallel. But the Rambam gives three different svaras for the world of muksa. But muksa is ein lo ikar min haTorah, but it's ke'en daraisa. In a certain sense, that's what Tosafot Yeshanim says in Daf Gimel, and therefore it's said that Tzlach, my Shita, is saved. What about our context? Our context is a Derabanan also. We mentioned from Tosafot yesterday, the Isser of Giza, of a Karban, or of a Psulim Mugdashim, is Daraisa. But the Isser Hana'ah, afterwards, of the hair, is Pasha's Derabanan. So unless the Tzlach would have to say that this is also Ikaro Daraisa, it relates to a Daraisa, it flows from a Daraisa Isra that was committed, even though it itself is Darabanan, you have to say something for the Noda B'Yehuda here to explain our Gemara. Good. Our Gemara is also a source for halachas that come up in Yaradeya, Reish Mem Beis, and Reish Mem. Reish Mem is Hilchas Kibud Avaim. Reish Mem Beis is Hilchas Kvod Rabo. The Rama writes in Reish Mem Beis and Hilchas Kvod Rabo, and there are parallels. The post can quote both. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Beis Tesvav, Asur L'Talmud Likros L'Rabo B'Shmo. A Talmud can't call his Rebbe by his name. Lo B'Chayav V'Lo B'Moso. Even after the Rebbe dies. V'Yafilu Likros La'Acherim Sheshmam Kishmo Asur. Even to call other people by his name is Asur. Im Hu Shem Peli She'ein HaKol Regin Likros Bo. If it's an unusual name, then even calling my friend that, because I might think I'm calling my Rebbe, because how many people have that name? It's such an unusual name. So that's why rules about calling your Rebbe's name. Rama, avalim shame shiragilin bo mutter lahaskir shlo b'fnei rabo. A very common name. If my Rebbe's name is Moshe or Shlomo, right? Common names. So then it's not a problem. The calls at dafka ksheino mazkir rak shmo levad aval mutter lomar Rebbe Mori Ploni. Says the Rama, if I give him a title, I call, say Moriv Rabbi. Let's say I'm calling my Rebbe up for an aliyah. Moriv Rabbi. So some people say Moriv Rabbi shlishi. But some people say Moriv Rabbi and they call the name. And that's okay, says the Rama, because if you give him a title, so then it is okay. Right? Moriv Rabbi, Mutter Lomar, Rebbe Mori Ploni. The Shach says here, Machlokas here, Shach and the other Achronim. The Shach says here, you're allowed to say it with a title, Nira Dafka Shalom Bafanav. Even this is only allowed Shalom Bafanav, so an Aliyah wouldn't work. Only Shalom Bafanav. V'chein B'darkei Moshe, because he got it from Rashi and Berachelik, Gabi Elisha, to Ayri Shalom Bafanav. Avo Bafanav, Ein Lahazkir Shmo Klal, Rakish Legroso, Rebbe, V'chein Noagin. That is what the Shach holds. But if you look in some of the other Achronim, the Reb Kiveg here quotes the Prichadash, V'Prichadash, B'likutim Cholik, Afilu Bafanav Mutter, V'Raya Mikra. Where's the Raya? Baloscha, Adoni Moshe, Klaim. Moshe, right, by Eldad Omeidad. Yeshua ben Nun says, Adoni Moshe claim. So he gives him a title, Adoni Moshe, and he says his name. So that's Bafanav. So, Machlokas, Shach, and the Pre-Chadash, based on different sukkim. But what about the Iker Din of using a title? Using a title is okay. Why is that? Says the Vilna Gaon, here in Sif Katan Lamid Vav. Rashi, the Rashi in Chelek, but he also says v'chein be'aviv. This even works. So the gra is about kibud avim, but it's in the simin about kvod rabo. So if you look in Reish Mem, you're not going to find this gra. So the gra is commenting on the Rama that says you could use a title for your rebbe, and the gra there says you could also use a title for your father. Same rules. V'chein be'aviv shkisha amar abba mutter. If I say avi mori kamosha kasav bekama makomos abba chalafta. As it says, Abba Chalafta sometimes, as our Gemara says, Yochai Abba, or Yochai Abba, quotes the Gemara in Mi'ila, Daf Yud Zayin. Because of Shema Yochai, he's talking about his father. Yochai Abba, Lianai Abba, V'chayotze. He says, as long as the father's name is mentioned also with a title, then it would be okay. Okay, there are different shitas about this. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this also, where, interesting, Rav Moshe's son wrote him this tshuva. Question from Rav David Feinstein. Right, Yeradeya Aleph Kuf Lamed Gimel, Tavshin Yutes, Malas Kodi Bini Yikiri Aravagon, Rav David Feinstein Shlita. Vidvar Masha Hagra Yeradeya, quotes our Gra. Sover Dik Shomer Rebbe Mutter Likwas Lorebi Vishmo, Vichain Kazam Mitzvah Esan, Brachas Dafe, Ubigriar Agra Savar, Aud Yoser, Daf Below Rebbe, Raksh Omer Abba. Mutter lahaskir shmo. Devi Rai Mir Abiosi, Jamar Abba Chalafta. Vatam Ulai Shemishum Degam Abba Hu Gam Lachashivus. Abba is also like Chashivus. And then he quotes, but there's Akasha, because there's a Gran Kiddushin, that Mar Baravashi didn't want to say his father's name, Bechulu. Abba Ladina says Rav Moshe, second half of the Tshuva, Ra'ui Lahachmir Kamar Shal B'Yam Shashloma Kiddushin. Kepashtus HaGamara Vein Chilik Vein Barabim L'Shol Barabim Ela Derak Barav Sheyesh Tzorech Kedesha Yedu Mihu Mutter V'lo Ba'av Shehu Rak Echad. Identification purposes is okay. But actually calling him, even if with a title, wouldn't be good enough. Gamnir Lanias Daiti. He says he has an added chiddush that it only is about Amira, not Ksiva. Ksiva wouldn't be a problem. Dal Ksiva leka iser ukide chazinan shestam chasima mefarish b'chol makom shpro v'shem aviv. How do most people sign their name in the days of old? They write then their name Ben whatever, Ben their father's name. Moshe Ben Maimon. That's what he writes. How can he write his father's name? doesn't say Rem Maimon, we have letters. So it's Maimon, because Reb Moshe says Ksiva is not a problem. Osher ben Hareb Yechiel, the Chasimas Moreno Amarami Rutenberg, Mayor ben Rebaruch, Vareba Amira Haya Aser Zelam Arshal. According to the Marshal, again, who Asers even with titles, that should be Aser. Must not be a problem. V'yein Lomar, Dekivan Shekosi Moshe ben Maimon, Shekosav Hashaychus Vakesher, Shemimenu La'aviv Leke Iser. The Harhaksiva ani Moshe ben Maimon al Sefer b'tchilasu ka'omer b'fnei Rabim she'aser. Right, a lot of people are going to read that Sefer. Lachein sarach lomar de b'ksiva like a Israel asker Hashem v'af lo b'torim v'ulai atah ba'amakomo she'noagim b'torim lomar Rebbe Ploni he'aser lachtem lo tor. Maybe if somebody writes Harav Agon Rashka Bahag as titles whenever they decide, so maybe it would be an issue. Lachein tamani madocha gatzvo marsha lomar pirish rachok al mashkas v'atur v'chudu, and he continues. And therefore he says many times you have in Shas, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Did he just say Shmuel? If you just say Shmuel, Shmuel didn't have, right, wasn't Rebbe Shmuel, but maybe our Gemara just says that, but really he did give him the title. Okay, either way, this is a couple of issues relating to the titles and father and Rebbe. Akavi ben Malala is also a great personality, as we know from Pirkei Avos, but we also have him here. Remember, the Gemara Maseches Brachos talks about Akavia, and there's a machlokes about whether something actually happened or not. Right? The Gemara there quotes a Mishnah Maseches Idios, which we're going to get into soon, and one of the discussions there is Misaper. The Gemara says that if somebody is Misaper Achar Mitasan Shaltamid Chachamim, so that's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. You can't talk about a rabbi after they pass. Misaper achar talmidei chachamim, or if you're a mezalzel. But the Gemara gives an example. What's in the case of misaper achar mitasan shel talmidei chachamim? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Idios. Right? The Mishnah is, do you, machlokas, about whether one gives the mesota to a gioris? Machlokas, whether they're included in Benos Yisrael. Machlokas. The Tanakhama says no, and the Chachamim say yes. V'amrulo, and the Chachamim say Maisa. There's a story that Shmai of Avtalion gave water to the Gioras. V'amr lahem, and he, Akavya ben Malala, answers them, Dugma Hishkuha. What does that mean? Well, it makes sense. Shmai of Avtalion, you know, they were from Gerim, so obviously they treat Gioros as regular Jews. So kind of saying like, oh, of course he says that because he's biased. That's where he came from. And therefore, that's what he gave that psak. Says the Gemara, v'nidu, umeis v'niduyo. They put him in Cherim, and he died before he got out of Cherim. V'saklu bezen azarono, v'chulu. So the Gemara continues and says, Amar Yehuda, chas v'shalom, shakavi ben mahalala nisnada. That can't be that it was him that did this. Shein azaron in elas ala kol adamin shal b'chachmo v'tor b'diyuris achi kakavi ben mahalala. There was nobody like him. In all of Klal Yisrael, it was someone else who was mafakpik about Netilas Shadayim. Either way, the Gemara gives a different Misorah about Akavi ben Malala. Can't be! You know who he was? The Lazor closed, meaning all, he was equal to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's Akavi ben Malala, as we are talking about. Okay, so back to the Gemara. We have three different versions of the Machlokes. And the Gemara says now, Amar Nachman, Halacha Reb Yehuda. The Halacha follows Reb Yehuda's version, right? That by Mace, everybody agrees. Also, the Machlokes is by Shachat. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version. Oh, but Tan beBechirta Kavasei. Since in Bechirta, in the chosen Mesechta, in Meseches Idios, they have it like him. It's not as the Mishnah says in Idios. Idios is the Mesechta that has a different topic almost every Mishnah. It's not. They are Sa'ar. Bechor Ba'amum Shenosha V'nicha B'chalon V'achaka Shachta Akavim Ma'al Al-Matir L'chachav Moshe. So you see, Idios has it formulated as the Machlokas about Shechita. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Basizan Amideka. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, even if you look closely, if you read our Mishnah closely, it's also Meduyak. Because look at the last part of our Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah spoke about Tzemer HaMeduldal. What if you have hair that it was already detached, but you left it in the wool that's on the animal? Tzemer HaMeduldal, Bibachar, Eshenire Magiza Mutter, whatever was appeared with the Giza, with the shearings, so that's Mutter after it was Shechted. Vesheinu Nire Aser. What was not visible, what was not identified with the Giza, it's Usser. So, who is that last line of the Mishnah following? Which version of the Machlokas and which Shita in the Machlokas? So we have to figure out exactly, you have to go through each one. So Mani, say, Ilema Rabbi Yossi, is it going like Rabbi Yossi's view of the Machlokas? What was Rabbi Yossi's view of the Machlokas? That the Machlokas is by Mace, and everybody agrees by Shachan Mutter. That was his version. So Ilema Rabbi Yossi, Ubamai. Ilema, what's the case here that you have this hair that was detached, and then the animal somehow is no longer alive? But which case is it? Ilema b'shachto, is it about a case of shachad? So bin makavya, bin rabbanan idiv idiv mishashari. According to Rabbi Yossi, by shachad everybody agrees mutter. Period, right? Even if it's not nikar im hagiza. So that wouldn't be the case of the Mishnah. It's available b'meis. According to Rabbi Yossi, the only possibility is b'meis. If the animal died, by shachad everybody agree automatically everything's mutter. It was only by mace. V'i rabbanan, and if it's Rabbi Yossi's rabbanan shita, idiv idiv meser asri. According to Rabbanan, it's always aser, even if it is within, nira imagiza, the akavya ifcha mibay. And if it is akavya, it should be the ifcha mibay le, it should be the opposite, nira imagiza aser. Akavya holds that by mace, there's more of a reason lesser. So if it's with the giza, if it's nira imagiza, it's aser, to misak aser le, because everything that is attached or looks like it's attached to the animal is aser. Eino nira magiza, if it's already detached beforehand, then it's clearly detached, so then mutter, to me karatalish. It was already nitlash beforehand. So Yimanashach, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't work out. If it's a case of shachat, everybody should say mutter. And if it's a case of mace, then the Rabbanan should always say aser, and Akavit should flip it in the opposite direction. So the last three lines of the Mishnah cannot be according to Rabbi Yossi. Elapshita Rabbi Yehuda, must be according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas. Ubimai, in what case must be the Chilik? Ilema b'meis, if it's b'meis, bein la'akavi, bein la'rabanan, idvidi meis or asri. Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody says aser by this detached hair if the animal died. So that can't be what it's talking about. Elalav b'shachto, it must be it's talking about a case of shachat, v'akavya, idvidi meis shari. But akavya says it's always mutter. If shachat, whether it's attached or detached, elalav rabbanani, it must be according to the rabbanan, who say that by shachat, it's asur, even by shachat it's asur, they only say that in a certain case. Vishvamina b'shachto pligi shvamina, it's only shachat if it's in the chalon, if it's not nira imagiza. But if it's nira imagiza, it would be mutter, according to the rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this Mishnah, if we think about it deeply, is also a raya. We don't need the Mishnah in idios to formulate it as this is the machlokas, but even here, our Mishnah appears like Rabbi Yehuda as well. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, now we continue. Boy Rabbi Yanai. Next question. Last section or two here in the Perek. Boy Rabbi Yanai. Hatolesh tsemer me'ola tamima. Mahu. We were talking about Bechor all this time. So what if somebody has a carbonola? Carbonola, that's supposed to be hukraf totally al gabi amizbeach. What if somebody is tolesh a tsemer from an ola? Rashi says, first white line, mechayim l'rabanan mahu. According to the Rabbanan. Right, who usually say that if the animal then is shechted, so then before, and it depends if it was nira or not nira. Liachar shechidas balas mamloti baylacha. If it's after a balmum was shechted, that's not a question. The rabbanan say aser. Why? Because you're going to be masha hit. Right, that was the whole gzeirah rabbanan we saw yesterday. That if we allow this hair, then you might just wait till more hair falls out. Right, the yisharis layaser l'shehuyeh. Was the digiz of avoda. So by a balmum, so then if you shecht it, it's going to be aser, because we're worried that if you allow it, you might be masha. By a carbon ola, you're going to be masha. By a carbon ola, you're going to delay. So maybe they would say that by a tolesh semer, maybe it wouldn't be aser. Tolesh, so the Gemara says, 1 second. Tolesh, bikaman deshari, if you actually pulled it out, would anybody say that's mutter? Rashi? Havadai rashahu. He's Vadea Russia, so are we going to matter that? We'll get back to that. Elat Semar Shenitlash Meolotimi Mahu. The question is, Semar that became detached. Not that he, Dafka, picked it out, but it became detached from the carbon. So that's the question. Meaning, what's the Shaila? Lumdis. Techatas va Asham Motibay Lacha. For a Chatas and an Asham, there's no Shaila. Why? Because there's no worry that you're not going to give it very fast. Kivan de lachapara asulo mashulahu. By a chatas and an asham, those are ba'u lachaper, the chatas for most averos, the asham for three specific averos, asham gazelos, asham milos, asham shivcha harufa. Right, so that, those are for kapara, so obviously, the rabbanan are not going to aser. To bechor meiser nami, and what was our context by bechor? That for sure, there is a worry. Kivan de lav lachapara asu mashulahu. Bechor and meiser, right, then of course we should be worried. right? A few lines of the Yesodos of Kachim, remembering from back in Maseches Vachim. So Oled, Chatas and Asham for sure, no worry. Bachar and Meiser for sure, worry. What about Kitvay Lacha de Ola? Ola's a little bit in the middle. My. Why? Kivan de Iker Lav Lachapara Asu Mashula. Ola is not known as Kapara. Remember, Zvachim Dav Zayin. Ola is known as Doron. Ola is known as a present. Right? A present, Dokadish Baruch Hu. There's no Chiv to bring the Ola. So, because of that, maybe, we should be worried that there'll be Mashe the Ola, and therefore, the Rabbanan would say the hair is Aser. Odilmor, no. Kiva to Ola Nami Mechapra Ase La Mashila. No, the Ola is Mechaper on Bitul Ases, on Lavanitik Ases. So it is in the world of Kapara, and therefore maybe we should say that the Rabbanan would not be worried here, and therefore they would matter the hair. That's the Shaila. And again, this question can be understood as going to the fundamental essence of the Karban Ola. Where does the Karban Ola stand? Right, we mentioned this often back in the earlier Masechtas. Ola is a different pole. Right, every Karban could be analyzed. But Ola is very, very different than the other Karbanas. But it is unique. It's called a Doron, as we said. It's the one that all Karbanas Sibur are Ola. It represents a certain extreme, Kula Khalil. But on the other hand, it does bring some level of Kapara. Remember the Rambam. It's not a Shlamim. The Shlamim is totally not in the world of Kapara. Right? The Rambam in Maisa Karbanas. The Rambam at the end of Paragimel of Maisa Karbanas, where he talks about what the Vidui is that we do on Karbanas, right? All Karbanas get Smicha and Vidui. Says the Rambam, Ketzan Mizvade, Omer Chatasi Avisi Pashati, Vasisi Kach Vakach, Vechazarti Betshuva Lefanecha, Vezu Kaparasi. That's what the Rambam says. You do the Vidui on Smicha, on an animal. Haya Karban Shlamim. What about Shlamim? That's the only one the Rambam has problems with. I'm sorry, let me just read the previous Rambam. The Rambam says, Umizvade al chatas avon chatas, vi al asham avon asham, vi al ha'ola mizvade avon asei, vi avon los asei shenitek lasei. So the Rambam puts ola with chatas and asham. And in the next halacha he says, what about shlamim? What do you say? What vi did he say by shlamim? Haya carbon shlamim, somech v'chal makam sheyirtsim in azara b'makam shechita, v'yireli, says the Rambam, She'enu mizvada ala shlamim aval omer divrei shevach. See divrei shevach? That's the Rambam, because there is no vidui. It's not coming to be mechaper on anything. Not going to be mechaper, and therefore you say divrei shevach. Says the Radvaz, ikla meidach, kiven de'en ha'shlamim bo'am al-chait, pshidula, ma'yizvada. What's the havamina? The Rambam says, don't do vidui. Well, what are you going to do vidui on? So he says, sagadai dechamina, well, maybe like Eov. Eov said, oh, maybe something was wrong. Not any specific Aveira, maybe it's on the Gavra. And he continues and discusses this a little bit more. So on the one hand, it's with Chadas and Asham. On the other hand, it's not with Chadas and Asham. The Gemara never says it's Ba'al Chait. Only Chadas and Asham is Ba'al Chait. So this is the Shaila that might go to the root of the essence of Ola. Asham is also unique. We mentioned Asham has avodos like an Ola, even though it's Ba'al Chait. Right? Only a Chatas has four corners on Lamala Michot HaSikra. Only Chatas has very comprehensive Zrika rules. An Asham is Shtayim Shein Arba Lamata Michot HaSikra like the Ola. So that puts Chatas by itself. Every carbon can be analyzed, its uniqueness, and what it shares with the other carbonates. This is the Shaila. Would they, again, the technical Shaila is, would the Rabbanan aser the hair that was detached by a carbon ola? But fundamentally, it could be going to the root of the essence of these carbonates. There's a question also that Mefarshim deal with. Rashi calls this person a Rasha. If he would be tolesh the hair of the carbon ola, the Rashi's Bikurim discusses, we would call this person a Rasha. What if you say Tolish Lavhainu Gozes? He quotes the question for the Maharital Gazi here. Hakaimalon Tolish Lavhainu Gozes. Vein over Alav de los Sagus. Vamai Nikra Rasha. Why is he called a Rasha? So he says two possibilities. He says, number one, maybe even people who violate Isuri Durabanan are called a Rasha. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chaf. Right? You have to listen to the Rabbanan. And if I don't listen to the Rabbanan, I'm technically a Rasha. Or number two, even plucking causes the animal to become weaker. And becoming weaker might be an Issur D'oraisa. Okay, but in the first one he says, let's get back to the first suggestion, he says, even by Nisid Rabbanan Mikri Rasha, Kemosha Kasav Betanya, Lukuti Amar Perak Aleph, Reishas Bikurim quotes the Tanya. You don't have to go so far in the Tanya, it's the first page in the Tanya. Why is Tanya called Tanya? Because the first word of Tanya is Tanya. Right, he quotes the Brisa. The Brisa says in the Lukuti Amar Perak Aleph, that's all the way right at the beginning of Tanya. So he quotes there, discussing, right, the Sefer is known as the Sefer HaBeinonim. So he calls, the first page, he talks about what's a tzaddik, what's a rasha, what's a beinoni. So he says, anybody who violates anything is a rasha, right? And that's even in Issa Rabban, and he quotes Arsim Gemara and Yivam Estav Chaf. Right, the first, the Likutei Amarim, Tanya starts off, Tanya, mashbiyun oso, ti tzaddik, valti rasha. Of course, the Gemara in the third parak in Nida. We have a brisa. When we're born, we're sworn, be a tzaddik, not a rasha. V'yafilu kala olam kula omim lecha tzaddik ata, heye banecha garasha. But don't give yourself a pat on the back. V'tzorach lahavin, asked the Tanya. Toha tznan, it says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmacha. V'gam yiyah be'enav karasha, yeh relevavo, v'yatzeh v'lo yuchal v'adaz Hashem b'simcha v'tov leivav. What does the Gemara mean? Even if everybody says you're a tzaddik, think of yourself as a rasha. The Mishnah Abba says, don't be a rasha in your eyes. And if you think of yourself as a rasha, you'll be depressed and you won't be able to do anything. So, what is a person? What's the definition of a rasha, a tzaddik, a beinoni? And Rava says, kagon anu shebeinonim. That's what he defines at the beginning of the sefer, why this is called a sefer, a beinoni. He talks about the two types of nefashos, in the beginning. Either way, that's the beginning of Tanya. But that's the Reishis Bikurim says that that is part of the definition of rasha if somebody violates an iser derabanan. Chashuki Chemeni also here discusses on the kapara line, and then we'll get to the answer. On the kapara line, he discusses the following tragic case, Rachmana Litzlan. Following case. That is, there was a murderer. There was a murderer, and they caught him, and they're going to put him in jail for many years. And the murderer happens to be a man of means. And he sends a message through his lawyer to the family of the murdered. I know I'm going to jail for many years. But I know also that if in court, if you really are emotional, then I'm going to go to court for triple the amount of time. The judge is going to really bid. You know what? I'm going to give you $1 million. $1 million just to, you know, maybe, you know, I'm going to jail, but maybe to soften up a little bit. Are you allowed to accept $1 million? So there's an Issa Daraisa in the Torah, right? Losikha Kofer, Lenefesh Rotseach. Meaning not to kill somebody, Bisman Bezdin, you're not allowed to take money. Not allowed to take money. Losikha Kofer, it's a Beferish, Pasuk, then the Sefer by Midbar. But what about here? You're not doing it to save the guy from whatever punishment, it's just lesser of a punishment. So are you allowed to accept it? Right? Does Shochad not only apply to the Dayanim, does it apply to the Bali Dinim? Would one say that? So says the Chashuk Echemet here. He says after quoting all the sources, Avuish is Nutila Shochan Emor Bebezdin B'Cholzos Kivish and Omer Gamelo Sichel Kovel Anosel Omer Klato Anmos Koin Mistaver Shigam Levato LaHakdas Amaser Gamu BeChalkach L'Chora. It would also be included in the Isser of being mocked in the Onesh. And then he says, but what happens if the murdered has a family that could really use this money to support themselves with, but no stamenos yisomos, and through this million money, then it would help them a lot. So he says, yisavshel leknos lam diros v'leshaka mosam yish makol nomar dimeachas sheishikum ayisomim hu chelak mitshuva shel arotzeach lachin roel akabalas amos. So he says, I asked my brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, no. We have to do what we have to do in this case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help out the Yisomim. Right, we shouldn't look at it also as, oh, this is the helicopter that Hashem is sending. Hashem can send another helicopter. Right, it doesn't mean that you have to take it from this murderer. And therefore, he says in this case, that should not be part of his kapara. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the case, whether the Chachamim would say by the hair that comes out beforehand, by a carbon ola? Tashma, hatoli semer b'b'chor tam, al b'shan ola b'omum, shchato aser. So we learn, if somebody is tolish the semer from a b'chor tam, even though it gets a mum afterwards, if you shall it as aser, it's a time of the tolish. The reason is because you plucked it out, that's why it's aser. Ha nitlash shari. Mashma, that if it was detached beforehand, it would be mutter once you shechted it. And if that's true by Bechor, so surely by an Ola, which is less reason to be Mashe, less chashash. So Gemara says, "What? Then I feel nilash nami aser. No, maybe even if it came up by itself, it would be aser. Vadek tani tolish odiach al kocho da kavya. Why does it say tolish to tell you the chiddush of a kavya to bebal mum? I feel a bit tolish nami shari. Kavya says if it's detached, it's mutter, even if you plucked it out." V'yanan nashar tanan, but doesn't our Mishnah say nashar? Tana nashar l'odiach ha'kocha d'rabanan, v'tana l'tolish l'odiach ha'kocha d'akavya. Okay, each one is to tell me it's bigger chiddush. The rabbanan that say aser, the kavya that says mutter, each one is to tell you a chiddush about the ikshita. Good. Semra medul davachulu. So the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah, if you have hair, wool, that was detached already, as long as it's still seen with the tzemer, it becomes mutter with the, after the animal dies. If not, not. So heichidami, Eino nira ema giza. What does it mean that it's not seen with the giza? Amar Belazar, Amar Shlakish, two opinions. Kol she ikara hafuk klapi rosho. If you see both edges on top, the root and the tip, you see both, you see it's detached. So that's what it says, Eino nira ema giza. Reb Nasan bar Oshia Amar, kol she eino a little bit more chamur. Kol she eino mismaich ema giza. If it's not level with the hair. Rashi says, "Eino shave im hagiza." If it's not level with the hair, so that's with the rest of the wool, so then it's a problem. Reish Lakish, by time of my Krev Nachman Bar Nasa Maroshia. Why didn't Reish Lakish? Why didn't the first shita say like the second shita? Rabbi La Kesava Reish Lakish Lafishi Yesha Lagiza Blo Nimin Amududalos. Every wool has different levels. It's never going to be level. Not everything's going to be the same height off of the animal's back. So, it's impossible. So the fact that it's a little above, that doesn't look like Eino Nira Im Hagiza. All wool is like that. And therefore, that wouldn't be a shita. According to our Girsa, the parak ends here. Right? Hajan Allah Halokeh Behema. But if you look at the Shita Mekubat says, he has the other tzad. Right? The Gemara just says, why does Reish Lakish not hold like the second shita of Rav Nasan Bar Oshia? Rashi says, the Gemara doesn't ask the other way because Rav Nasan Bar Oshia is more machmir. So he has a larger definition. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a larger definition. The reason is why we wouldn't have the larger definition. But the Shimon Gubetzes here has the other tzad too. Why didn't he hold like the other shita? Bishlama, the first shita. I understand why Reb Nelson didn't hold like Reish Lakish, because he would say, this is also Nira Magiza. Right, just because it has a little roots on top, that's Nira Magiza. Why is that a problem? Only if it's not the level. Okay, that's what Machlokas Rishonim, whether we have the other tzad in the other direction or not. So now we get into the first parak in this Masechta that does not start out with the word halokeach. Right? We had lokeach uber chamoro on daf beis. We had halokeach uber paraso on daf yud gimel. Then we had halokeach behema back on daf yutes. And now we have on daf chavav, the fourth parak, ad kama. Ad kama yisrael chayev latabo bebechor. A yisrael does not give the bechor to the kohen right away. When the animal is born, first he has responsibility to care for it as it grows, and then give it to the kohen. So, how much does the Yisrael have to keep it? Bibachar bedaka shloshim yom by a daka, right? Goats, sheep, cows—that's what bechor is by. So, by daka, by the goats and the sheep, shloshim yom, he has to keep it for a month. Ubagasa chamishim yom by a gasa, 50 days he has to keep. Rabbi Yosi Omer bedaka shlosha chadashim. Yosi says no, daka has 3 months. It's more work that you have to do. Good. Rashi says here on the Mishnah, Bizman Hazeh. This is on about Bizman Hazeh. Kodem sheinenu lekohen. Shemusar la'akvo etzlo balkarcho lefarnaso. He has to hold it. Rashi says it's talking about Bizman Hazeh. The Achronim, the Brisker Rav, wonders why that's true. Why dafka Bizman Hazeh? Even Bizman HaMikdash, the Brisker Rav says, we should also, the halacha would apply. He says, I am a Rambam, right? Sarachian. He says, I don't know why Rashi Dafka limits it. But he says it has to, either way, Rashi Bizman Hazeh on our Mishnah has limitations. If you look on the Rambam here gives a svara why it is that you have to wait. The Rambam says here, in the beginning of the fourth parak, L'tapel Ratzalam L'Zasek B'Gidulo V'Ho, Shekol Manas Kuhuna. Right, Bechor is one of the manas kahuna. So it has to be given in a chashuv, nice, royal, noble way. So he says, Shekol manas kahuna eino mutter lateis odon lekohanim elo derat gedula v'kreva lamakom kamo shenosim ha-matanos l'malachim ha-gedolim v'kvar pirashnu mashamar rachmano l'mashcha bohem l'gedula. We had that before. How kohanim eat it with chardol, right, the end of Maseches Chulin. And therefore, einosim lehem shum davar sheish bo amal v'torach. You can't give something that's a big pain for them.
That's not called a nesina. You give me something, oh, thanks a lot. You have to give me something that I can benefit from, not something that's going to be a lot of work. Ela b'dvarim she'ein b'ham amel. V'yafilu rotza ha'koin l'tapet bozo torach. As we'll see, even if the koin wants to do it, still ain't shomim lo, as we'll see in the Brisa why that is. Okay, the Rambam brings in l'mashcha to have an asina chashuva. Good. So how long? 30 days, 50 days, Rabbi Yossi says 3 months. Omer lo ha'koin b'toch hazman t'neili. What if the koin says within this time, give it to me. Harezeh lo yitzener lo, you can't give it to him. We'll see why in the Brisa. Why not? Can't give it to him. But if he's already a Balmum, if it's a Balmum already, so the coin could eat it right now, he says, give it to me so I can eat it, then it's mutter. Because that's not any type of tircha, as we'll see. Ubishas ha-mikdash, imhaya tamim. Right? That's what the Gris says. What's Rashi talking about? The Mishnah mentions mikdash. Ubishas ha-mikdash, imhaya tamim, omar lo tein v'agrivenu mutter. Also, if he says, give it to me so I can be makrivit already as a carbon now, mutter. Good. A bechor nechal shana b'shana bein tam be balmum. A bechor should be eaten within the year of its getting a mum, right? If it's a balmum, the Rambam says within a year of its birth, but after 8 days, because it's not a karban until after 8 days. So a year and 8 days. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bechoros. Shneamar lefnei Hashem lokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. Year by year. Nola lo mum betok shana. So, Rashad the camel, Koshe Masar Chodesh. As we said, if it gets a mum, so then he's allowed to be Makaimit, for a year, Koshe Masar Chodesh. But if it's La'achar, Shne Masar Chodesh, La'achar Shana So, and Rashad the camel, Ela Lamed Yom. The Gemara will talk about exactly what does this mean. Is it 30 days from after the year? Is it separate? So we'll have to see. Important line in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bechoros, Aleph, Tezvav, yearly, when he talks about, when he quotes this halacha of the Mishnah, that if the Kohen says, give it to me, after he gets a mum, or I'm going to be makrovit, you can give it to him. The yearly, shabachor nitan lekol Kohen sheyirtze. The Rambam says yearly, which again, always means that he does not have an explicit source. So sometimes the yearly is, where does the Rambam get this from? And number two is, isn't it a fair source? The Rambam says you can give it to any Kohen you want. Meaning, kesef Mishnah, nira dahainu lomar de tovas hanola bailam. The Bailam could choose, just like the Bailam could choose who to give their truma to, who to give their chala to, they could choose who to give their bechor to. What's the chiddush of this one? You might say that right when this time period is over, shloshim yom chamishim yom, you have to give it to that mishmar, who's ever working in the middash then. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. That by truma, by chala, who are you going to give it to? Of course you give it to whoever you want. The chiddush by bechor, the Rambam's yearly, is that you don't go by that mishmar. The question is, and this is what the Lechem Mishnah deals with here, and the Mari Kirkus, is there a beferish source about this? So the Mari Kirkus says, lo yadati lo matala uso b'yearly. It's a Mishnah, beferish a Mishnah, the end of Meseches Chala. Elu nitanin l'kol kohen. Charamim bechoros. Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Petach HaMor, Zerol HaChaim HaKeva. So why is that? So he quotes, they have to work out exactly why the Rambam doesn't think that's Beferish. But some say the Rambam might have gotten it from here. Because the Kohen says, give it to me, you can't give it to him, but if it's already a Mum, if it's already I'm going to be Makrovit, you can. Sounds like any Kohen. Even if it's before the time. Somebody in a different Mishmar could come. So some say the Rambam gets it a little bit from here. Minani Mili, how do you know that you have to wait these days? Amar Kana Damakra. There's a Pasuk. Right, in Shmos, Chav Beis, there it is, Bechor Banecha Titen Li Kein Taseh, Litzonecha, we connect to Bechor Banecha, which is Pidyon HaBen, Titzonecha, which is Behemah Daka, Meleas Chav, Demecha, Lo Sa'acher, which is talking about Bikurim, we connect that to the other part of the Pasuk, Kein Taseh L'Sharcha. Right, Shor, which is a Behemah Gasa. So we connect 30 days of Pidyon HaBen, Titzon, and Bikurim, which is from Pesach to Shavuos, right, it grows by Pesach, but you bring it Shavuos time, that's 50 days. That's 50 days, so that's the remez to Lasharcha. Says the Gemara, Efechana, maybe you should flip it. Why is 30 to Tzon and 50 to Shor? Mistavra, demaktim lamaktim, demachel demacher. In the Pasuk, it's A, B, A, B. So you do what's earlier in the first Pasuk to what's earlier in the second Pasuk. Adraba, the Samechle, the Samechle. Why don't you connect the second half of the first Pasuk to the first half of the second Pasuk? Elamarava, Amakra, you're right. Different source. Ta'aseh. Host of Kosova Siya Cheres Bishorecha. There's an extra verb by Shorecha. Do something more. That's how you know that's the 50. Viema Shisin, maybe it's 60. Maybe more than 30 is 60. Double it. Lo Masrcha Hakasav Elachamim. No, the Torah gives the power to the Rabbanan in order to interpret this halacha. Let's just do one more line. Tanya nami hachi, b'char b'necha titen li, kin tassel lezo necha. Yochal af v'sharcha, tabal omer tassel, hosol lecha chazav asi acheres, b'sharcha, lo masra ha-chazav ela lechachamim. Mikan amru, ad kam yisoch ha-evenly tabal b'b'char, how long, b'behem b'daka shloshim yom, b'gaza chamishim yom, Rabbi Yossi omer, b'daka shlosha chadashim, b'bnei she tipula meruba. It has a big tipo, because why? What's wrong? Tana, b'bnei she shineha dakos. Right? It has little soft teeth, and therefore you have to be very careful about putting food into its mouth. This is one of only two places in all of Shas where this principle occurs. Rishonim used this many times, right? The principle of Masra Kazal Chachamim. But it only appears two places in Chazal. Number one is right here. Here's the less known one. The other one is Malachan Chalamoid, Gemara Chagiga, on Daf Yurches, Masra Kazal Chachamim, what's Asr Chalamoid, what's not? What does that mean? Some Rishonim say that means Malachan Chalamoid is Asr Rabbanan. But others say no. The Rabbanan, what does this principle mean? The Rabbanan have the power to create the contours of the Din D'Oraisa. Usually the Rabbanan just interpret what the Torah meant. But here it's a little different. It's not just what did the Torah mean, they could define what the Torah meant. Not just uncover what the Torah meant. They could define it based on what they feel is the need or the essence of the day. The essence of Chol HaMoed, the essence of what a Bechor needs. So here it is. Masra Kazal HaChachamim. This is what is mentioned here. And again, this is a huge topic. It comes up. There are many times where Masra Kazal HaChachamim comes up. Sometimes in the Rishonim, there's an interesting one. The Maritz Chayis, in one of his Sfarim, they call Kisvei Maritz Chayis, in the Torah Sanavim, he says, Shi'urim Ma'ara Lachamo Shemisinai. But the details of Kizayis Kevesa, the fact that there are Shi'urim. But where to apply them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hinchil Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe, there's something called Kizayis Koseves, Kogrogres, Kadasha, Kisheres, Kegris, Kevesa, Kaseara, Revias. Where do you apply all of them? Rabbanan, Masra Kazal HaChachamim. They can figure out exactly which of these Shi'urim apply where. Again, that's not in the Gemara. That's not in the Rishonim. But that's the Maritz Chayis here in Torah Sanavim. And there are many other, obviously, Rishonim, the Ran in Sukkah, and others. But either way, this is a very Yesodistic Shas principle. One more line. Why can you give it to the Kohen if he says, give it to me and I'll take care of it? My taima, Amar of Sheshes, Mebreshin Nire, Kikohen, Imasayeh, Bebeis Agronis. It looks like it is a Kohen that's facilitating in the granary, meaning a Kohen is not allowed to help you out in your field so that you'll give him your truma. Right? He's not allowed to do things to you for you to show favoritism. Kohen Maseya Bebeis Agronis, right? That's not looked upon favorably by Chazal. So this looks like that, right? Give it to me and I'll be Matriach. I'll be Tareach in it and you don't have to worry. The Reish Bikurim here discusses why is it only Nira and it's not actually. It's actually, it's not just Nira. Hod al havi rak Nira kimisayev lo misayev mamish, bishum te ein hahana'am maga'as alav mamish. Da hazon behemas chaveiro dome lo mishalach lamdina sayam, uba chaveiro vazon azishto, shiniach ma'osav al keren atzvi. You saved me something. It's not that you gave me something, right? So it's not called misayev, where you're actually giving me something. Okay, so that's why it's Nira kimisayev. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Tana Rabban is getting again into the fourth parak, and again, this year was sponsored. L'zeicha Nishma Sima Rachel Bas Rav Tzvi Aryeh Friedman. She devoted her life to Torah, and her house was a base father Rabbanan, dedicated by her sons, Jack and Aaron Friedman. We thank them for the sponsorship.